Ronnie McWhorter strums a guitar he made at his Madison County home. His handmade guitar is as beautiful looking as it sounds. The front side or body of his guitar is a light brown color. The back side is a darker maple color.
The wood is extremely important. Each wood has different sound qualities. This may not be black walnut, because I had plenty of that. The top is spruce. The neck is supposed to be out of rosewood, the fretboard. But rosewood costs $25 for a fretboard, and this is persimmon, it cost me a dollar.
Ronnie says making a guitar is difficult because of all the different kinds of wood he uses. He's made 6 guitars by hand. The 85-year-old has also crafted 46 dulcimers, which are smaller with 3 strings and played on your lap. Compared to a 6-string guitar, the dulcimer produces a different sound.
Is the dulcimer, correct me if I'm wrong, sort of a mountain Appalachia kind of instrument?
Yes. It's pretty much invented in Kentucky, pretty much. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Tennessee it's called Appalachian dulcimer.
Ronnie grew up in eastern Kentucky's Jackson County on a dairy farm. He remembers his grandmother making biscuits using a wood dough bowl.
She made biscuits 365 days a year. And she had a bowl, a big oval bowl, and she had it flour in it. And she would make a hole in the flour, put some buttermilk, some lard, baking powder, and with her hand mix that up and lay it on the countertop and roll it out. She called them choke biscuits. She'd finish them off.
In 1990, Ronnie made his first dough bowl. He admits it was not very good, but he didn't give up. A family member in the timber business in Jackson County supplies Ronnie with wood for the dough bowls.
I make them all sizes. I make them a foot long to 25 inches long, depending on the size of wood I got.
He uses a hammer with a gouge at one end to chip away the black walnut one small piece at a time, until a bowl begins to form.
You cannot have a bad thought while you're hacking on a piece of wood. It's just a total release, and it's just exciting to see what's inside of a piece of wood.
In a journal, Ronnie records each bowl's size, the kind of wood he used, and when it was finished. He's made 536 dough bowls. He sells them to the Kentucky Artisan Center in Berea. The center carries crafts made by Kentuckians. Todd Finley, the center's executive director, says they're looking for high-quality crafts. Finley calls Ronnie's dough bowls exceptional.
They are made very well. They're food safe. A lot of folks buy them just for decoration on the table. A lot of folks will use them for, they put a napkin down and put their bread in them when they put them on the table, because he makes them in different sizes and different various woods.
Finley and the center staff look forward to Ronnie walking in the door with his wood crafts.
He is a phenomenal conversationalist. He is multi-talented. He can make an assortment of things.
Ronnie joined a dulcimer group. He credits playing his dulcimer and making his wood crafts with keeping him occupied after losing his wife of 52 years.
Absolutely. It's something to keep you occupied. It's just relaxing to go once a week and play for a couple hours, you know, with fellowship with people, and I just love to do it.
Off the Beaten Path with Ronnie McWhorter in Madison County. I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.